Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Moira Rabbi Shlita. It's based on some Torah that he said. Malava Malka and Parshas Truma in the year Tovshin Samach Aleph. Every Moshe Shabbos we're knowing B'siyata Dishmaya to learn a passage from Tana Debe Eliyahu and related to that week's Parsha. So, and Tana Debe Eliyahu Rabbah and Perek Ches Os Gimel quotes the Psukim from Malachim Beis, Perek Chof, Vayomi Mahem, Cholich Hizkiyo Lamus, Vayavu Elav Yishayahu Ben Amos Hanavi, Vayomre Elav Ko Amar Hashem, Tzav Leveisecha Kimeizata Velosichye. In those times, Hizkiyo became deathly ill. Yishayahu, the son of Amos, the prophet, came to him and said, so said Hashem, instruct your household, you should die, and you shall not live. Hizkiyo then turned his face to the wall, prayed to Hashem, and he says, remember how I walked before you faithfully and wholeheartedly, I did what's good in your eyes. He wept with an intense weeping. And before Yishayahu had left the middle courtyard, the word of Hashem came to him, saying, go back and tell Chizkiyahu, the ruler of my people, thus said Hashem, God of your forefather David, I heard your prayer, I've seen your tears, I'm going to heal you. On the third day, you're going to go up to the Beis HaMikdash of Hashem. I'm going to add 15 years to your life, rescue you, take the city from the grip of the king of Ashur. I'll protect the city for my sake and for the sake of my servant David. Perek continues that at that time, Berodach Baladan, son of Baladan, the king of Babylon, sent letters and a gift to Chizkiyo, having heard that Chizkiyo was ill. Chizkiyo attended to them and showed them his entire treasure house, the silver, the gold, the spices, the fine oil, his warehouse, and everything that was in his treasuries. There was nothing Chizkiyo didn't show them in his palace and in all his realm. Yishayahu, the prophet, comes to King Chizkiyo, and he says to him, what did these men say? From where did they come to you? And Chizkiyahu answers, they come from a distant land, from Bavel. And he said, what do they see in your house? Chizkiyahu said, they saw everything in my house. There's nothing I didn't show them in my treasuries. Yishayahu then said to Chizkiyahu, hear the word of Hashem. The days are coming when everything in your house and that which your forefathers have accumulated until this day will be carried off to Bavel. Not a thing will be left, said Hashem. And they will also take some of your children who will issue from you, whom you will father, and they will become officers in the palace of the king of Babylon. Chizkiyahu said to Yishayahu, the word of Hashem that you have spoken is good. Is it not true that there will be some truth and peace in my days? The rest of the deeds of Chizkiyahu and all his might, and how he made the pool and the channel, bringing the water into the city, are recorded in the book of the Chronicles of the king of Yehuda, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Vayishkav Chizkiyahu imavosa, Vayimloch Menashe v'no tachtov. Chizkiyahu lay with his forefathers, and his son Menashe reigned in his place. Those are the psukim that are quoted by Tana de Baal Yahu. I expanded a little bit. I said them in English so that everybody would understand. I'm assuming that if you're listening to this, your English is good. It says in Tana de Baal Yahu that Yishayahu said to Chizkiyahu, what are you telling the secrets of showing the secrets of God to a guy? A person shouldn't have gaiva with his Torah. He might be uprooted for the world, from the world. So God cured Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu felt good about himself. Oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu changed my gzeira. So he started eating with the Goyim. He showed them the Aron. He was Megala, the secrets of heavens. And he got Menashe, and he was uprooted from the world. So this passage of Tana de Baal Yahu was learned Shabbos Parshas Truma, Motzei Shabbos. We're talking here about the Aron, the Sod Helionim, and this is Taka the Parsha, in which we read about the Aron, V'yasa Aron Atzei Shitim. So we have to understand what Eliyahu HaNavi Zachar Latov said, teaches us, and Tana Debe Eliyahu, because Chizkiyahu showed the Aron Bris Hashem to the Goyim, he was punished so severely. Chizkiyahu was a great tzaddik. He said, Ana Hashem Zechorna is Asher Salachti Lufanecha Be'emesu V'Leiv of Shalem V'Atov B'Necha Sisi. He said, God, remember how I walked before you with such purity? I did what's good in your eyes. And Chazal say, She'agadol B'chachmo V'yira Shelo Amad B'chol Malcha Yehuda K'moso Shelo Chata Miyamav She'kach Tziv Ana Hashem Zechorna is Asher Salachti Lufanecha. He was a great king in wisdom and in fear. Nobody was like him. It says in the Pasuk, please God, remember how I walked before you. Chazal say about him in Meseches Sanhedrin, Chizkiyahu was supposed to be Mashiach, but in the end it didn't happen because he didn't sing Shira at the downfall of Sancheriv, but he was supposed to be Mashiach. You see the Ma'ala of Chizkiyahu, see a Gemara, very famous Gemara. There in Sanhedrin Tzadi Dalid, that in the time of Chizkiyahu and his schus, they checked from Dan to Be'er Sheva, and they didn't find an Am Aretz. Megeves said until Antiferes, and they didn't find a child, a boy or a girl, a man or a woman who weren't Bekiyim Behilchas Tumah V'Tahira. And the Chazal Darshan in the Medrash that there was no rainbow in the time of Chizkiyahu, only in the time of Chizkiyahu and the Dor Ba'Anshei Knesset HaGedola, because they were still such special Doris, they didn't need the Oz HaKeshes. Such an elevated generation that they didn't need this Oz Bris. They had it without it. They had the Bris without it. So now we got Ephes Katseyu. We got just the tip of the iceberg of the greatness of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. We have to understand why he was punished. Such a great punishment. For showing the Umas Holam the Aron Bris Hashem. So you're right, the Aron Bris Hashem has to be Mutzna Mechusa Muster. It has to be hidden, but it's so serious. He was punished. He was uprooted from the world. He was given Menashe as a child. What's so horrible? Show them the Aron Bris. So Chazal are marich in various places about the importance of hiding Torah. Like we darshan in famous medrash at the beginning of Bereishis Rabbah Aleph Aleph, Rabbi Hoshaya Rabbah Pasach ve'etzlo Amon ve'eshashum yom yom misachek eslofan of b'choleis Amon pedagog Amon mechuse Amon mutzna. This Amon, this Torah, which teaches us, is supposed to be hidden, mechuse mutzna. Another medrash, the Malach Hayasharis, Chemda Gnuza, Lecha Tuf Tuf Kufayin Daladoros, Kodim Shenivra Olam, you're going to give it to Basar Adam. It's Gnuza, it's hidden away, Torah is supposed to be hidden. Another Gemara, Sukkim Emtesam at Beis, Torah is compared to Chamukei Yerei Chayich, why is Torah compared to a Yerech, to a thigh? A thigh is Beseser, so to Divrei Torah should be Beseser, it has to be hidden. Pasuk says that you should go Hatznei Alechasim Hashem Elokecha Asos Mishpat V'Abbas Chesed V'Hatznei Alechasim Hashem Elokecha. So Asos Chesed is Din and Abbas Chesed is Gemilus Chasadim and Hatznei Alechasim Hashem Elokecha so Atzoh Asameis V'Achnas is Kal L'Chupa. And the Gemara says a Kal V'Chomer, if things that you do before Hesia the Torah says to do privately, like Achnas is Kal and Atzoh Asameis, certainly things you're supposed to do privately, you should do privately. Torah should be kept private. That's why the Luchos HaRishonos that were given b'fumbi, they had an ayin hara, they were destroyed. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Ein lecha yafim in atznius, atznei lecha sim Hashem Elokecha." The second Luchos were given b'tznius, and they lasted. Yerushalmi Bruchis, hey, Perek Hey, Aloch Aleph, Amreb Yochanan, Briskusi Yayageh, B'talmuda, B'tzina Lobim Heiro Mishakeach, Matan V'setznuim Chachma. A person is Yageh B'talmuda, B'tzina, privately, he's not going to forget so fast. V'setznuim, those who are humble, those who are modest, those who are private, have Chachma. It says, Nzora Kodesh, Raya Mehimna, Pinchas, Reish Tazayin. Yain Yisamach Levavenosh, Da Yena Doi Raisa. What does it mean, Yain Yisamach Levavenosh? That's the wine of Torah. Yain is Begamatria Sod. My Yain Sarach Lemehabi Sasim Bechasim Delo Yisnasech Levavenosh. Our wine should be hidden so it's not poured for Avodah Zarah. So too, says the Raya Mehimna, Zohar Kaddish, that Torah should also be hidden. There's in the Gemara, "You mind beis amit beis." You'll forgive me that that Moriv Rabbi Shlita knows so many makoros, but just expands our horizons. "You mind beis amit beis." Va'asu aron atzei shitim v'tzipiso sozov tor mibayis umichutz. So what's the mibayis umichutz? This atzei shitim, this aron, the aron for the luchos made of this wood. And it has to have zov tarmi bayis umichut from inside and outside. Kol tamet chacham, says Rava, shein tochu kibor, reinu tamet chacham. Your inside has to be like your outside. If your inside is not like your outside, you're not a tamet chacham. Svasemis writes a davar nifla. Shamba gemar mi bayis umichut titzapenu kol tamet chacham, shein tochu kibor. Yesh ledakte, kevin de darshin an hachi. Mehai kora dechsi mi bayis umichut. It says mi bayis umichutz. That implies it's the same on the inside and the outside. But from the Gemara, it's not like that. The Gemara says the inside has to be like the outside. Tocho, if the Talmud Chacham isn't Tocho, Kibaro, if his inside is not like his outside, he's not a Talmud Chacham. But that implies that they're not exactly the same. The Tocho should be Kibaro, like the outside, but it's not exactly the same as the outside. The inside is different than the outside. You would think mi bayis umichutz, they have to be exactly the same. No. The inside is like the outside, but not exactly like it. Why? Says this Fasemes. Ubemes sarach lios tsanua shelo yakiru bo mibachutz kol kach. A person has to be so tsanua that they don't really recognize you. On the that on the outside it's not recognizable. On the outside he should show himself one way, and then on the inside he should be even holier, even more pure. That's the whole yesod of Torah, to be learning Torah, to be holy, to be pure, not to show the world. Because Torah is so holy. Torah is the yesod abri. It says in the Zohar Kadosh, Chelik Beis, page Kufchav Dalid, Tanina no Raisa, Kula Shema de Kutchebrichu. Torah is the name of Hashem, and somebody's mishtadel, and Torah is mishtadel in the name of God. And that's the famous Ramban, as I'm going to say for Bereishis, that the whole Torah is the shemus of Hashem. It's one long name of God. It's just broken up in a way that we can read it, but really it's all a remnant of the name of God. It says in Eov, word in Sanhedrin Samaches, Lo Yoda Enosh Erka. Shuos Hamad Aleph. Does anyone really know Torah? Lo Yoda Enosh Erka, says in Eov. Who knows the value of the Torah? Is so great. Torah is beyond anything we can imagine. And therefore, since it's so holy, you can't bring it down to the world and try to show everybody. Show it off. It has to be hidden. And that's why the Aron has to be, that's why the Luchos have to be in the Aron. Sanua Mustar b'mechitza lefnim b'mechitza. Eser Kedushos until you get there. That's why it says in the Pasuk, V'leyavo liros kevalas HaKodesh v'meisu, you're not allowed to see the Aron. Rashbam, kevalas HaKodesh kishesosim is a hechel nigla. When they take down the Hechel, it's revealed. V'im yiru yamusu, if you see the Aron, they're going to die. Like we find Banshe Beit Shemesh, that they saw Aron Hashem and died. Rabbeinu B'chaye, Vayikra Tazayin Beis, Kivanan Erela Kapores. Asher Rabbeinu B'chaye, Derech HaKovod, B'chol Shari Yemos Hashan, Alaharas Sham. Ala kapores, v'koin gadol leina rashoi likonis sham b'shayim os hashana. Ki im yom ha-kipurim, l'fika chai tzorech b'yom ha-kipurim l'ktoris, k'day shal yelo ksus einayim b'lo yozinu einav misiv ha-kovod. God is seen there on the kapores. And all year long, kapores in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, all year long, the koin gadol wasn't allowed to go in. What's the idea of the ktoris? So you shouldn't see. There should be some smoke in there that it shouldn't see clearly the Ziva Kavod. We also find in Pesachim Chavav that they would put the workers in these boxes in order that they don't see the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. So there's because of Asheras HaShechina. Because the Aron Bris Hashem. The Aron Bris Hashem is holy. It's Torah. So since the Torah is not something you can just look at, especially not the Aron Bris, Torah is supposed to be hidden. And that's why Dafka Chizkiyo HaMelech, who was in such a high madrega, the Sviv of Nisar HaMeod, because he took this Torah and he tried to show it to the world. Showed it to the Goyim. He showed the Aron to the Goyim. He was punished very severely. Chagiga Yud Gimel ain't mosim divrei Torah l'nachri. Lo asachein l'chol goy mishpatim ba yidom. Sanhedrin nun tes, nachri shows like b'torah chayiv misa. It's not for them. It's kula shemosu shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this has really been the way of the tzaddikim, the followers of the Baal Shem Tov, from the Baal Shem Tov and on, to really try to hide their Torah. And Parshas Truma falls out around Beis Adar, the yortzeit of the Heilige Beis Yisrael, and Morei V'Rabbi Shlita was very close to the Beis Yisrael. And he tells a story about him being master Torah. That it was Shabbos Kodesh Yisro, Tovshin Lamed Zayin, 1977, a week before he was Nifter, Yom Rishon Truma, Beis Adar, Tovshin Lamed Zayin. So he went and he called Morei V'Rabbi Shlita, who then was a young man, still young, but not as young as he was in 1977. During the Hafsaka, between Kabbalah Shabbos and Ma'ariv, and the Shliach went to look for him in the Beis Medrash, and he didn't find him. And finally he found him, and he said, no, you have to go, the Rebbe's looking for you. Rebbe wants to speak to you. So Morei V'Rabbi Shlita hurried up to the Rebbe, he came into his room, he was makabel him b'cheder lefnei m'cheder, in his inner sanctum, what the Hasidim call the cabinet. And since he went quickly, the Rebbe Shlita came in quickly, the Beis Yisrael was looking deeply into a sefer. And when he came, the Rebbe closed the book. Quickly. And he put it on his bed, and he spoke to the Rebbe Shlita for a long time. And that was the last shmuz that he was zochot to hear from the Heilige Beis Yisrael. the Rebbe Shlita wanted to see what sefer it was. So he saw it was a Ktzos HaChoshen. There was a new Ktzos HaChoshen with Mavtechos HaSeder HaShas. And he had such shkika, he had such a taiva, such desire to learn from the sefer. But when the Rebbe came into the room, he quickly put it away, and I'm not learning. One time the Beis Yisrael told the Rebbe, hold my racha, deep mahalach in learning. And the Rebbe Shlita was amazed by the Gaonus, by the Harifus. And when the Beis Yisrael saw that he was so impressed, he said, "Verst nispelfun ashtik alamdus." Well, you're so impressed by a little bit of Talmudic analysis. Like, what's the big deal? I said Talmudic analysis. No big deal, little lamdus, so what? And then he said that if I had known you'd be impressed, I wouldn't have told you. And then he said that the ikra ikrim is tveikus bo yizbarach. And he had a lot of tsar that the Rebbe was Megala, his godless in Torah. And also the Heilige Pnei Menachem, who was the two Rebbes later, he was also Mistalek Befeta Pisom and Tez Zayin Adar Tovshin Nunvav Tzkosha Silukum Tzil Tzadikim Shisref Asbeis Elokeinu. He was such a tremendous gon, Kol HaTorah Kula Mamish. He knew Mesillas Yesharim, Shari Tshuva. He knew these Sfarim Mila B'Mila. How many people know Mesillas Yesharim and Shari Tshuva and other Musa Sfarim Mila B'Mila? Not to mention Shas and Poskim and Kabbalah. He's a gon olam. And yet he would just try to show himself to be nothing. A darshan once came to him, and the Pnei Menachem said, let me give you an Eitzah Tova. If you're ever darshaning and you're afraid you're going to have gaiva, so then just misquote Psukim. And that's Taka what he would do when he would speak publicly. He would people saw people were impressed. He would just mix up sukkim, and he would read them off a piece of paper, as if they're really written on the piece of paper. Afterwards, the Rebbe looked; they weren't there at all. But he wanted to show people, I don't know it by heart. And the Heilige told the Rebbe, the Saba Kaddisha, the grandfather of the Rebbe Shlita. Rabbi Yochanan Tversky's a tzal. He also was always hiding everything, hiding his godless. When he was a young man, he came to Eretz Yisrael from New York, and he learned by the Gaon Yerushalayim, by Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonfeld, Rav Diskin, and others. And Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonfeld gave him smichas habadat shaleid acharetis yori yori yadin yadin, and he gave him tremendous shevach umuftach anibosh yar b'tor b'Yisrael. There were other Gaonim who gave him tremendous shevach. And the piece of paper was hidden in his room, and one day the Rebbe was cleaning up or whatever, and it was Pesach. He found it. And the Rebbe got so upset that the Saba Kaddisha that he found it, he didn't want anyone to know. And he was a tremendous Bucky in Hilchos Mikvos, and also that he hid. And the Heilige Leif Simcha, the Beis Yisrael, was once walking with Kloisenberger Rebbe in the hotel in Galei Tzanz. There's a hotel in Netanya, in the area of Netanya, where the Tzanzer Hasidim live, called Kiryat Tzanz. Netanya is not the firmest neighborhood, but there's a special area there for Haredim. It's very nice there. I spent some time there. There's a hotel. A person wants to go on a little vacation with his wife, with his children. They have a hotel called the Galei Tzanz. So the Heilige Beis Yisrael was once walking with the Kloisenberger Rebbe in the hotel, and he said, let me show you what a tzaddik my brother is. It was later the Leiv Simcha. They looked through the door, they could peek through the peephole or whatever. There was something they could see through, and they saw he had a whole pile of Sfarim on the table, and he was knocking away and learning. And they knocked on the door, and then a few seconds later the door was opened and there was nothing on the table, no sfarim, just a newspaper, Hamodiah, the Hasidish newspaper. He didn't want to show that he was learning, he was reading the newspaper. Some people do the opposite. They would hear the knock on the door, they would take the newspaper, throw it in a drawer, and then take out all the sfarim. But he was matznia. So that's our avoda. Our avoda is to be matznia, what we have. And in the end, Chazal promise us that somebody who learns Torah in private, Basof Torah Machrezes Olav Mibachutz, in the end it will become known. If a person is worried about it becoming known, he doesn't have to worry. His job is to hide it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make sure to be Mefarsim. We see that by the Gedolim, by Rabbi Yashiv, by Rabbi Vadia. These are people they learned privately. They didn't make a bit of it. Everyone heard about them. Everyone found them. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, you think Rabbi Moshe Feinstein came to America and he said, I'm the chief rabbi of America. There was once a rabbi who was the chief rabbi of New York, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Zatzal. There was somebody else who was opposed to him. So he put up a sign outside of his house. He said, chief rabbi of America. They said, who? What do you mean you're chief rabbi of America? So he said, what are the odds that all the rabbanim of America are going to get together and vote me out of office? Huh. But the Rav Moshe Feinstein didn't come and say he's chief rabbi of America. But he learned privately. In the end, his Torah was mitzparsim b'chutz. And that's obviously the whole yesod of Purim. Ein megillas Esther, ein Esther magedes, to be mastir, to hide. That's the avoda. We should all be zochim et Hashem. Lil modu lelamed avol betzino behester lishmor velasas lekaimis kol divrei samot aras behava. Amen v'amen. Shalom shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.